Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. It was day two of training camp over at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center as the Ohio State football team gets ready for the upcoming season. Senior wideout Brandon Innes talked on Bishop and Friends today on what to expect from Arthur Smith in the offense.
I think they'll see a lot of explosive plays. I think they'll see a lot of concepts that they'll like. Everybody has their own opinions. They might not like something, but I think they'll see a lot of explosive plays, a lot more explosive offenses here.
In baseball, the Reds announced today that right-hander Hunter Green will undergo surgery on his right elbow. Green was placed on the 15-day injured list on Wednesday after experiencing soreness in his right elbow. On the diamond tonight, the Reds are in the nation's capital starting a series with the Nationals. The start of tonight's game has been delayed due to weather, and the Guardians are in Chicago as they begin a crucial AL Central series with the White Sox. First pitch is at 7:40. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on Football Friday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward Reimer behind the glass. Austin, happy Friday to you, my friend.
I can't believe Football Fridays are back.
From the San Diego of the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio, camp day two for the Buckeyes. What's going on, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, had a little bit of that marine layer this morning that forced the Buckeyes inside. We got there hanging out around 8:30, getting ready for practice to start, and looking at that radar, and they said, oh boy, this is not going to be good. So they moved everybody inside, had all the fans in there.
Rightfully so. It was a little dicey.
Yeah, and it made it a pretty enjoyable kind of electric atmosphere in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center this morning, because you had, you know, just a ring. Everybody that had their tickets, you know, the VIP section, the general admission fans, the media, everybody just like circled around on the edges outside the sideline of the Woody. So you had vantage points all over. You had everybody practicing and playing on just one field. So that was,
you know, this too, like when, and I know it's the case for Ohio State, like when you get Student Appreciation Day in the spring, but also like camp, yes, there's people out there, they're attending. It's day number one, which you had yesterday, and day number three is coming up here tomorrow. You put fans in front of those guys, it gets ramped up rather quickly, especially when you move inside and everything becomes a little bit tighter.
Yeah,
where people are on top of you and there's oohs and ahs that make their way through the crowd. Like it gets ramped up a skosh.
And there were plenty of things to ooh and ah about for Ohio State this morning, but great job by everybody involved to move that inside, get everything set up, keep things safe for the players, keep things secure for the fans in attendance, give them an opportunity to still see the Buckeyes on a day that they had come out to see that. And hopefully they get a little bit nicer weather on Saturday morning, but either way, everybody proved that they could move that inside, and it was certainly enjoyable to be in there. And I do think that it added a little urgency and intensity for the guys in between the white lines, because no matter where you went, there were people watching.
Absolutely, man. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. It's Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Friday with Austin. That's coming up in our next segment around 6:17. Get to your some of your three thoughts off of camp day two, heading into camp day three around 6:17. We'll have beers and Buckeyes with our guy Pat Murphy of Bucknuts at 6:30. Arthur Smith, Ross Bjork, they spoke on our airwaves a little bit earlier today. You'll hear from those guys around 6:46. Get into the Pulse at 7 o'clock. Interesting story coming out with the Protect College Sports Act.
I just never get tired of hearing about the
Protect
College Sports Act.
Something that came out today may not be great news for one of the Power Four conferences. So we'll get into that at 7 o'clock. Austin, your question of the day will be at 7:17. And then we had a ton of Buckeyes on our airwaves today as well. You'll hear from some of the players coming up here at 7:30. I got to ask you, though.
Okay.
Before we go any further, what'd you shoot today when you came off the golf course?
Oh, my God.
You look great.
What is this nonsense? That makes you the fifth person since I walked in.
I did it on purpose.
I know you did. How long has everyone here at this station known me?
This is your normal attire.
If you stay ready.
No, it's usually a quarter zip and shorts.
Okay, I do have on a short sleeve golf polo today. You can call it a golf polo.
Full button too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is one of just like what we saw at the Marysville Marathon.
This is a strange one. It's got two buttons. Like, I don't, you almost have to go both buttons up because otherwise,
never go full button.
It's certainly awkward if you just have the one and then one undone. I don't know.
I like to go fully undone buttons.
I walk in the door. Oh, would you just get off the course? And you walk over to the next cue. What would you shoot today? I wear these clothes every day. Earlier, the people that I saw this morning at the Woody made these jokes or forgot or acted like I just went and played golf in between going to cover the Buckeyes and then popping in for the Buckeyes show tonight.
Seems like a difficult task.
I don't understand. When was the last time people saw me in a not quarter zip or golf polo?
Never.
Tucked in? That's
never.
Just
rarely
what I wear. Now, maybe at 6 a.m. if I do morning juice, I'll have on a hoodie and a backwards hat, but...
That's just because you got up 5 minutes before that.
That's just because I got up 5 minutes before that. But this is totally normal. And, okay, this morning I had on a 97.1 The Fan vest on top of that. Maybe that's why they're confused. Represent the brand. Mm-hmm. Because
plug God over here.
Speaking of plug gods, look at your shirt that you're wearing. You can buy that at 971thefan.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Show it to the people you need to talk
trying,
to get the camera on
it's
you.
It's got a nice little State of Ohio on the chest. It says The Buckeye Show in Columbus, Ohio. And then on the back, let's see if I can still talk
you
and
can.
Show
we can
it.
Hear you.
Says the San Diego of the Midwest.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh, yeah.
I love really it.
Good. Feels really nice, too.
Why is that not in quotes, the San Diego of the Midwest, and then attributed to me afterwards?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I came up with that years ago.
The show mantra.
It is the show mantra, but I coined it. I need the credit. I thought it would be on the t-shirt.
The credit is not enough that you get a t-shirt?
I don't have the t-shirt.
Well, you're right. I don't have a t-shirt either. Only Reimer has the t-shirt.
Reimer, I'm sitting out there after everyone asked me about what I shot today, and Reimer goes, well, you didn't get the email about this shirt? I was like, no.
I sent my size, and I didn't get one.
I didn't even get an email about it.
All right, what size shirt are you guys? I'll send a text.
I want it on a quarter zip.
That way we can ask you what you shot today.
Yeah.
You know, when you stroll into the office.
Like the Buckeye Show Golf Club in the
also,
San Diego Midwest.
We need to fix before everyone or anyone starts to buy that. There is a missing H in the Columbus.
I don't know if it's just mine or if it's going to be all of them.
I don't think so. I think some of that was AI generated. Yeah. So I'm guessing
of it was AI generated.
I think the AI had some problems with that. Austin, what's burning in your brain most about the Buckeyes right now, coming off of Camp Day 2 over at the Woody?
Loaded question, Beamer, because that's 2 days of practice, and my brain...
There's a reason we didn't call you last night.
It's fried and on overload. There's just so much to process, and yes, you can start with the fact that it's two practices in, the full pads are not on yet, so all of it has to be taken with, you know, some grains of salt. It depends on... If you're talking about the offense or defense, how many grains you want to add, because I think
all the grains.
I think on offense, you can look at some of the tinkering in rotation that's gone on the offensive line and see and think that's about what you would expect.
Austin Saraveld at tackle today. He was at guard yesterday.
Correct. They went right back to it. Burnham and I were heading out to record snap judgments, and we bumped into the Ohio State captain, and I was like, all right, when did you find out? Like, was this the plan all along? Because yesterday, Berm boldly predicted, he said, tomorrow we're going to see Austin Saraveld at tackle.
Mm.
So there, because we thought, you know, this rotation
it's
will go on.
Your guys' bold peas. I feel like you've been all over lot of things that have
happened.
We've
been pretty on point for the last forever. You know, we miss sometimes, but also we'll pat ourselves on the back when we get it right, which Berm was quick to do. He went over and told Austin Saraveld, he said, I knew that you were going to be a tackle today. And he said, I wish you'd told me that. So he didn't find out, he said, until they got in for pre-practice and they got the script and he was going to be moving over to left tackle. So, and that's, to me, not all that surprising on either front. I think Ohio State knows that Austin Saraveld can play left tackle. If something were to happen to Luke Montgomery, knock on wood for his sake, he could play there, he could play at right guard, and he can play at right tackle. So it doesn't make as much difference to them where Austin Saraveld goes. It is what they want to accomplish on that particular day with Josh Padilla, who, as Austin Saraveld kicked back outside to his old familiar spot, Padilla moved to right guard. There was a brief period late in the practice this morning where Padilla was at right guard and Ian Moore was at right tackle. That's another permutation that we have expected that we would see at some point. That sent Philip Daniels down to the twos for a little bit. You know, there we're going to continue to see some of that mixing and matching going on, I imagine. And who knows where he'll line up tomorrow. Maybe Austin Sereveld will get a morning at right tackle.
Center.
And Ian Moore, I think that's the one spot we can rule him out. Berm said, you can play all spots. You can play center. And I think he kind of, I don't know about that.
Carson Hinsman's got that one locked down.
Hinsman's got that locked down. And Josh Padilla is right there behind him. And Jake Cook can also contribute if need be. But, you know, that's the first thing that we look for. And I think it's worth paying attention to because your offensive line has to be elite if you're going to go win a championship. So that did change on day one to day two. But there weren't a lot of other things on offense that involved rotation or tinkering. You still saw from day one to day two, obviously Jeremiah Smith, but Devin McEwen working alongside Brandon Ennis with that top group.
All indications was that Devin McEwen had a great day.
I would say that Devin McEwen has had two awesome days.
All right.
He had an electrifying touchdown catch from Julian Sain in a 7-on-7 drill. Got a little fade route. I think they were maybe on the 20, 25-yard line or so. And great coverage, by the way, from Dominic Kelly. In phase, contesting the catch, but a Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback put the ball where a veteran wide receiver could only make the catch, and he did. Got both feet down. Referee right there says he completed it. Got a foot down in the end zone, maybe even a knee as well. Happened right in front of me. It was like, okay, this is... I saw Devin McEwen making some catches on slants and mesh concepts and stuff on day one, and he was making an impact. This was another level. All right, if you can do this stuff down the field, if you can play as a perimeter wide receiver, you're not just a speed-burning slot guy, okay, that adds another element here, and teams are going to have to account for that. Then if Brandon Ennis gets to operate in the middle of the field along with Nate Roberts and Jeremiah Smith, you can't... What are you going to do? I mean, we've said that a bunch of times before, including with Carnell Tate a year ago. Like, pick your poison is not even a strong enough thing. It is like, would you like to be decapitated right now or shot in the heart?
Neither one sound great.
They're not appealing options. And if that's what transpires here, which, oh, by the way, Brock Boyd made a handful of ridiculous catches again. Chris Henry Jr. is out there continuing to look phenomenal physically. Philip Bell, Desi Jones have some snaps where they catch attention. Jerquaden Guilford, same thing. It's impressive. But all of that was to say, Beamer, that on offense, there wasn't all that much rotation other than those spots on the offensive line. And today on defense, compared to Thursday, it's like, here's that depth starting to show up because you saw all kinds of different personnel groupings, different, maybe not major schematic changes, but rotating through in the secondary. TJ Alford getting an opportunity alongside Peyton Pierce at linebacker. Christian Allegro sliding up to do some pass rush things in place of Bo Atkinson. A bunch of different guys getting involved, and that depth is really something to behold.
Hey, it's a Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Friday with Austin after Camp Day 2. We'll do that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
...of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio State Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donatos.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donatos, gotta love more.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk some girls junior golf with Denise Vermillion, plus Dave Shudlosky of Golf Digest on this week's regular season tour finale.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Expect some lingering thunderstorms overnight tonight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at about 70 on Saturday. Some moisture in the morning and then turning drier as the day wears on. High temps around 87 degrees. Sunday's the driest day of the weekend. A lot of sunshine and a high temp in the mid to upper 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out, my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, with us with us here this evening. All this time, us making fun of you about what you're wearing today and what you shoot. Did you know Reimer was playing this weekend?
Excuse me?
Did you know that?
I don't recall getting...
Television's Nicole Sheeran was just leaving. She said, had fun playing golf this weekend.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I am.
Remember the other day when I was like, hey, when are we going to get that match together? You know? Me, you, Beamer, Reimer, and Jay-Z.
I would love to.
Little Buckeye
point.
Show, two-man showdown.
I don't recall this conversation.
Well, literally, clearly, you were here for it.
You zoned it out because you already had a tee time that you didn't invite us to.
I'm playing with some college buddies.
What an excuse.
Grow up,
is.
Peter Pan.
Oh, my goodness.
Count Chocula.
You got whatever. You
sometimes have adult- I put maple syrup in my hair. What do you think holds it up, slick?
You have adult golf buddies now, all right? I thought that you were part of the Central Ohio two-man scramble.
I am. Does that not mean I can't golf with some college buddies? What
are you, yeah, correct.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go moonlight on the LIV Tour, but they'll take me back to the PGA.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what this is.
Where are you playing?
The View. It's in Lancaster.
I've never heard of The View.
That's not a real place. Is that a putt-putt course? Is that the pitch and putt that Television's Adam King was playing in Las Vegas?
No,
is
it's not.
Is it V-U-E or V-I-E-W?
V-I-E-W. Pretty nice. It's like a little hidden spot outside of Lancaster.
Sounds like something the general would
there's
know about.
There's a winery on the course.
What time? Oh, this is your buddy. This is your buddy's
it's,
place.
It's no, it's not. It's a different. It's a different winery for his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Two buddies.
You have two buddies
wineries.
Who have wineries and a golf course.
No, I don't know. Wow. I don't know. Maybe you don't. This winery.
Maybe you don't need adult golf friends.
He's got enough.
I see why we're not invited.
It looks lovely out here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
What time's your tea time?
It's like 8 in the morning, 8:50.
They've been 8:10
on Sunday. Sunday.
They got an 8:10.
I'm going to look.
Tag along.
Yeah, I'm going to look. Maybe me and you and Jay-Z can get together for 8:10 on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll play a a three-man behind them.
Yeah, that would be great. Like, yeah. It would be pretty terrific, don't you?
Yeah, we'll just
Yeah, it'd be fun.
We'll just have Reimer. We'll make a note of wherever Reimer's ball is. And Jay-Z can choose to play it from there or not.
Yeah, Jay-Z would definitely be
We do have spots open for two. We have six right now. So, I mean, hey,
Well, we're not going to leave the third member of the team behind.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like, you have to drink wine on the course?
We're not selfish people, you know, unlike you, making a tee time by yourself, going rogue.
I do think that
saboteur.
You guys need to check with one Justin Zwick about how his round went on Thursday morning after he left the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
Also, he did play golf.
He did. He was standing next to me. We were watching.
Was it good or bad?
It was bad.
Okay.
bad.
Because he came in on Monday or maybe Tuesday, whenever it was when I saw him. I guess Wednesday. You were in with me on Monday and Tuesday. It's like I played the Village and I played much better than I did back in May when I wanted to throw my clubs away.
I think that the good vibes are gone from that. Oh, we were standing there watching the offensive line. He's got the phone out. He's like, what time do you think they're going to be done? And I guessed 11. The script or the email had said 9 to 11:45. And that day one, I said, there's no way. He said, all right, I think I'm going to book a 10:50 tee time. I said, all right. So he went out. And he walked in this morning. I said, how'd you play? And he said, well, I shot 54 on the front.
Oh, no.
And I said, what?
54?
He said, I shanked.
He just shot an 85 at Mirfield the other day.
I shanked 6 wedges out of bounds, like 100 yards out of bounds. I was like, how? Why'd you keep doing that? He's like, so we just did a 2-man scramble on the back. And I said, why didn't you just play a 2-man the whole time? Because he said he was crushing it off the tee. I said, that's what it's designed for.
That's right.
That's why we play it.
Your partner won't shank a 100-yard wedge shot.
6 shanks out of bounds. You're
tough.
You're rattled, buddy.
Bad case of the shanks.
Yeah, that's tough. That's no good for anyone. Anyways, we'll play a threesome behind you on Sunday.
That's fine.
Reimer. It'll be all good. It's Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Friday, Austin. What else stood out to you? Buckeye Camp Day 2 and Day 1. We got so much to go over.
We have a lot. Yeah. I mean, where would you like me to begin? Because I can go...
Well, I feel like we were just talking about the defense. So let's... Actually, you know what? I'm going to pause that real quick.
Yeah.
What's your update or thoughts about the Legend Bay situation, which we found out yesterday? Because that's rather large news. Doesn't sound like he's going to be out forever. I think maybe he might even be back at practice tomorrow. Just your thoughts. Your thoughts on that.
No definitive timeline given from Ryan Day, and also no details, as you might expect, about that violation of team rules. I've asked everybody that I possibly could about it. No one is giving any information about that. I don't have anything to report on it. I don't believe, based on the way the conversations have played out, that it is something that is detrimental long term, that it is something that Legend Bay cannot come back from, that it is anything that is going to linger for any length of period of time. Now, that being said, it does go into, I think, a developing scenario where at the start of spring there was so much praise, and even 9 days ago at the Hilton Chicago, Ryan Day was still talking about getting the football in his hands and what he can do as a running back and a wide receiver. Hey, the athletic ability, nobody questions that part at all. And I know that it would sound a little bit weird when he's on the shelf and injured to hold anything that happens after that against Legend Bay, but there was something that Ohio State did in spring camp that just, raised minor alarm bells.
Sure.
They took his single-digit jersey off of the practice uniform, and he was wearing 44 throughout the rest of camp. Mm-hmm. He was going to have to earn it back.
Him and Epi Satanale.
Yeah, and it wasn't an homage to Zach Bourne, and he's not going to play fullback. So it wasn't any of that, and it was, maybe it's a subtle message. Maybe less subtle. That's pretty obvious if you don't want to wear 44 that you're going to have to do some of the things right. And I don't know, obviously. I'm not in the team meeting rooms. I'm not in the running back meeting rooms. I'm not in the weight room. I don't know what it is that prompted Ohio State to take that step, just like I don't know with absolute certainty what has happened, with this minor and indefinite, I guess, absence from training camp practices. We don't know if it'll end tomorrow. We don't know if it'll end next week. And we don't know specifically what caused it. I wouldn't pretend to be able to report on that at this point. But, I think if you look at that first 8 months now, it's very odd, because on the one hand, you have some of the highest praise that you can possibly get from Ryan Day, from Carlos Lachlan, from people just watching him in the weight room and and marveling at the, you know, skill set that he brings to Ohio State. And on the other, you have just like, all right, well, you got two practices in spring camp before the hamstring injury. They changed your jersey number. Yeah, I know that that might be a minor detail, but something happened to have caused that. Like, they wouldn't have done it for no reason. And now you have this at the start of training camp, delaying it until, you know, whatever business he has to attend to is cleared up. So it's just for someone with the highest of expectations, when they're calling him Tyreek Hill.
As a true freshman.
Yep. When Ohio State went to the lengths that it did to make sure that he could escape from Tennessee when his recruitment and commitment and signing got wonky in Knoxville and he wanted to be in Columbus all the time, that whole time. It's just, there's all this intrigue swirled up in it, and some of it has been really positive and some of it has just been downright confusing. And you'd like to see what Legend Bay can do in pads. And if you're serious about giving him a role in year one, these reps that he already missed in spring,
well,
and
they're priceless,
and that he's not getting right now, it's going to be hard to make some of that up. And I don't know now how significant that challenge is going to be for him, because now not only do you have to maybe earn back some trust, but you also have to learn how to play the game. When he was on the field for those first couple practices, Beamer, you know, Carlos Lachlan was all over him. You know, this is a guy who's, you know, played quarterback, has never been a full-time running back. In terms of learning ball security, he was just getting drilled and repped on that over and over in just 2 days. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because of what Ohio State believes he can be. You coach guys the hardest that you believe have the most potential, but they have not really had that chance recently. And I know they want it. And I think the fans and certainly the media, they want to see that too.
Quickly, before we get to Murph, I had a great question in the chat. Austin, do you know if the Christopher Vargas announcement tomorrow will be live streamed? And if not, will Berm text you before we get back from the next break on that?
I don't know if it'll be live streamed, but I will check with Berm. I think the crystal ball suggests good news coming, though.
Yes, I agree with that. So we'll all stay tuned to a five-star quarterback and where he's going to choose to go to school. Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
A Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
Hanging out my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, this evening. We'll let you know that we're here on the Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. We head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our guy who was in with us last night, who is currently probably somewhere in the arena district. I don't know where he is at, but that's my best guess, as the crew kick off an hour away from right now against Pachuca in the League's Cup. He is Patrick Murphy. Murph, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Where is your locale? Where are you located right now in Central Ohio?
I'm just standing in a parking lot directly north of the stadium formerly known as Lower.com. It's a nice gravel lot, so you know, everything is nice and paved, so we're good.
All right, the last time I saw you there was the crazy Bengals versus Bears game where I pulled into the parking lot, and you're like, man, what a win for them. I'm like, what are you talking about? They were up by three touchdowns when I left home, and you're like, you have a lot to catch up on. Yeah. And then subsequently,
and I did.
I spent like the next 20 minutes rewatching the final 10 minutes of that game. So are you expecting any of that craziness tonight as the Crew entertain Pachuca? Some revenge from the CONCACAF Champions League final a few years ago.
Yeah, kind of revenge. There's only 6 players on the Crew roster that played in that game, which was only 2 years ago. It was 4 guys who started and then 2 that came off the bench. So it's kind of, you know, I imagine the starting lineup will feature very few guys. Maybe actually it could be all 4 if they play their cards right. But still, I'm not sure that's really how they're viewing this. I think Pachuca's changed quite a bit too, though they still have some guys from that one. But I think from a fan perspective, it'd be nice to get a little revenge, but it doesn't change that you'd lost that game 3-0 and had some diarrhea issues coming back from Mexico.
No, you never want those. That's
no.
It's also a rough way to play soccer, I'm told. I've fortunately never had to worry about it. But Murph, we've had 2 days of practice to watch and enjoy. We have a day 3 tomorrow morning at the Woody. Who has been your MVP of the first 2 training camp practices?
Ooh, that's a good question. The first guy that comes to mind is Devin McEwen, who I think has been pretty spectacular, especially today with some of the catches. And maybe that is just because, you know, where we were indoors, it was more obvious. But, I mean, I think, you know, we talked about him a lot this offseason, right, that he could be a guy who could step in as that number 3 wide receiver. But, like, right now it looks like he's that number 2 wide receiver. And, you know, Brandon Innes has some, I don't want to say catching up to do, but just, like, you know, he's doing Brandon Innes things. But Devin McEwen is making some highlight plays. Some really nice catches, I thought, today. And, you know, he blocks well, it seems. Not that they're doing a ton of that yet without pads, but even in the spring there was some of that. So he's a guy, despite, you know, coming from a slightly lower level, I think could step in and sort of answer some of the questions we've had about, okay, we got Jeremiah Smith, we've got Brandon Innes, who is that next guy? And I think, again, he could even be that number 2 guy if the cards fall right.
How important is it to Cortez Hankton to do the little things right, Pat? Because, I mean, we've heard Brian Hartline for years and years and years before he took that South Florida job. Other than if you're Jeremiah Smith, right, that you need to do the little things right. And blocking was, of course, one of those things. Like, how important is that to Cortez Hankton that you have to do the little things right and it just can't just be, you know, crisp routes that you're running in secure hands? Like, how big of a deal is that to the new wide receivers coach here?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big deal. It's interesting you asked that. He was right in front of us today where a couple of us were standing and went over and grabbed a couple guys and, like, had some conversations after plays. And I thought back to, I don't remember if it was Jeremiah or Brandon Innes that said during spring that one of the major differences was that Brian Hartline would kind of let you hear about mistakes you made on the field, whereas Cortez Hankton waits till you kind of get back in and are reviewing the film. Like, he still gets on guys, but he just does it in a different way, sort of more privately. And so I think it's stuff he is coaching up just as much as Brian Hartline. It may not be as apparent just when we're there, but I don't think you're going to see a drop-off. I mean, I think that is something that has to be a part of this Ohio State offense, regardless of who the wide receivers coach is, because it's important for everything they do. And I think, you know, to use the cliche, like, the standard is the standard. And when the coach changes, and the position coach, that still maintains. Like, you've got to do all the things that make this offense run, right? And so, yeah, I think all that stuff, blocking, you know, obviously your routes and being precise with that, everything you do, I think, has to be at that Zone 6 level that we've seen, you know, for the last several years.
Murph, were you surprised to see Austin Saraveld move back to left tackle today?
A little bit, I guess. Like, when we first walked in, I thought it was like, oh, okay, they are actually rotating guys or changing things up on that offensive line, which Ryan Day said on Thursday. But on Thursday, we didn't see that, right? So to then see it today, and not only that, but then they moved guys around. You know, you saw Ian Moore play some right tackle towards the end and, you know, Josh Padilla getting in there. So it's good to see that Ryan isn't just, you know, blowing smoke when talking to us about that, that they actually are trying to look for that best 5. I still think Ian Moore, if he keeps playing it the way he has been, is the best option at left tackle and then Austin at right guard. But who knows? If Josh Padilla is your best right guard, then you kind of have to figure things out. And I think that's something, you know, Ryan Day said they want to figure it out by practice 9 or 10. I think that's a challenge now to those guys to, hey, come on and earn these spots here over the next 7-8 practices.
He is Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Pat, how's Tavian St. Clair looked through the first couple of days? I know that we've talked a little bit about Julian and how crisp he's looked. How's Tavian looking a little bit more comfortable or not in that, I guess, prototypical backup role now for him?
I would say inconsistent. Okay. I think there have been some really good moments. There was a throw today sort of down the seam, I think, to one of the tight ends that was really nice. He had another one to Brock Boyd. But then the first snap when they went to team drills, he fumbles the ball and has to take a lap. And he's taken a few laps in the first couple of days. And look, this is a still relatively young guy who is not yet being thrust into the you need to be ready now. But I do think there should be some sense of urgency because we know, you know, you're one snap away, as Ryan Day likes to say, of having to go into the game. So I think there, you know, you saw it in the spring game, right? There were some really good moments, but there were also some, you know, maybe it's experience, whatever it is, kind of iffy moments. And I think that's to be expected, but you do need him to continue to progress throughout fall camp and start to show, hey, if we need you to step into this game, you can go out there and lead us to a win in, you know, non-conference, Big Ten, whatever it may be, because you just never know. You know, you hope Julian stays healthy the whole season and plays great, right? But we've obviously seen it before. So I'd say it's been a little up and down, but I do think the fact that there are these moments where you're like, that's the five-star quarterback that Ohio State recruited is a positive.
Murph, outside of the offensive line, it seems like, you know, the most attention that we have paid in the media is to Isaiah West getting the first team reps these first 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting dynamic where Bo Jackson was scheduled to do media after practice number two and did follow through with that. He doesn't seem very concerned or bothered by the way that it's gone with the practice reps so far. What have you made of that situation early in camp here?
Yeah, I agree. He did not. I was very curious how he would handle that. And Bo is a man of few words, but multiple times during the, I think it was roughly 6 minutes that we talked to him, he referred to like the collective, like he used we, even when questions were asked about him. And I thought that was interesting, like insight into his mindset of this isn't a me thing. This is a Buckeye running back room thing. And I think, look, we know what Carlos Lachlan did obviously a couple of years ago with the two running backs. And I think that is something that's kind of baked into these kids now is, you know, it may not be that you're going to be the guy, right? Like, and that could be beneficial for your career and you can still be productive. Obviously last year, Bo took that job and ran with it quite literally. But, you know, I think he knows like if he's not getting reps with the ones, there's a reason for it. I don't think Carlos Lachlan is sugarcoating this to these guys, right? We know him. I think he's probably well aware of, hey, I need to get better here or I need to do this. You know, Isaiah did this in the off season and that's why he's getting these snaps. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear down the road a little bit that, hey, he's back working with the ones or they're rotating with the ones or things like that. And I think Bo still has a large role to play, even if it is in a committee or a duo or whatever you want to call it.
Anything defensively that piqued your interest today, Pat?
James Smith, he was, I guess you could kind
of call
it.
How large he is?
Well, yeah, we knew that. But and maybe, again, it was because we were right there and we were in the indoor field, but he was going up against Josh Padilla, and I think Josh Padilla is a good player. I don't know if he's going to start this year or he'll end up being the starting center next year, whatever it may be. But a couple of times, like that first step, he left Josh Padilla just standing there blocking nobody. And I thought Padilla did a good job of adjusting and was better later in practice. But I thought James Smith like showed something there. I think this whole defensive line is interesting. If Bo Atkinson, who I think looks more like a Big Ten defensive end, especially his lower half, you and I sort of talked about that yesterday. Like, if he's a guy that can help now take some of the attention off Kenyatta Jackson, Will Smith takes a jump, Edric Houston becomes the player we've kind of talked about him being. I think they've got a nice mix there, and you could see that rotation with Larry Johnson that we used to see quite frequently.
Higher odds for you, the crew win tonight, or you make it out of Buckeye practice tomorrow to catch any of the United friendly?
Higher odds that the crew win, and those aren't great because, well, Pachuca's usually not great below altitude. I saw this stat today that they haven't won below altitude in like X amount of games or whatever below a certain altitude.
Well, that seems like a good stat.
I guess we are the San Diego of the Midwest. We are at sea level here in Columbus.
Yeah. When they just lost to Cincinnati 3-1 the other night, and the Crew just beat Cincinnati. So I guess I should say the odds are definitely better. But
transitive
property. Not think I'm making it. Yes, exactly. I do not think I'm making it to watch United at 11 tomorrow.
Pat, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. You got a score line prediction for this evening?
Let's go 3-0, the inverse of 2 years ago down in Mexico.
All right. Now on aggregate, we have to settle it at, I guess, middle altitude, which I don't know where that would... Shirley Basin, maybe, Austin?
That's not middle altitude.
That's high altitude.
That's pretty far up there. You need, like, Nashville. I think we should just cut it right in the middle.
All right, that sounds good. All right, goodbye, Pat. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, see you guys.
There he goes. Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. New offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, he sat down with Uncle Bo earlier today at camp. You're going to hear from him coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized RICO dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Ryan Day's favorite radio show. Probably. Maybe. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Warden, with me here this evening. Camp Day 3 coming up for the Buckeyes tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be broadcasting Fan Sports Saturday. Eric Reeser and Tito will be manning the booth over at the Woody tomorrow. You may even hear a wild Austin Ward make an appearance on that show.
Highly possible. If they put a microphone out there, I'm likely to go talk into it.
There's a high likelihood.
I did that this morning. I do that pretty much every day of the week. If there's live radio coming from Columbus, I'm going to find my way on it.
Monday, Tuesday, usually Thursday, you and Pat swap so we could go watch the Crew beat down Pachuca this evening. And then we were just going over your in-season schedule. Yeah. Monday, you're on with Uncle Bo at 10:30s.
That is correct.
Tuesdays, you're on with Maddie and Anthony at 2:30.
Correct.
Or is it 1:30?
2:30. I need that that gap between Ryan Day's press conference and then Burnham and I record Snap Judgments. And then we have, as they call it, a little day tripping.
Yes, that is right. And then on Wednesdays, you're on with the Juicers.
7:20 in the morning on that one,
mm-hmm,
every week. Used to be back in the old days, I had a Friday morning hit with some gentlemen, and I would say they were my favorite couple guys to talk to at my least favorite time of the week.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning, buddy. And you would also never know what you were going to get. Because Bob would have a song lyric in mind, and then he would just throw it at you.
For the entire segment.
I know. I'm aware. I was there for those segments.
Had no idea what was going to happen.
Or the angel what, from my nightmare.
Or
what, shadow in the background of the morgue.
Or what question he would ask that you guys had talked about at some other segment that I would have... He would act like I would have been aware of it.
Listen to the show.
Like I was listening to the show. And Fridays, like during the season... I view Friday as like the day off because I have, you know, not have to. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. I'm so fortunate that I get to do this. But like during from August until January, it's essentially a 7 day a week job. I love it. It's the best. And if I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, Friday, really most of the hay is in the barn, especially for home games. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night, you might find me at Counterbalance, formerly known as SIP. And doing a little trivia, and it might be a late night on that Thursday because I, you know, Fridays can sometimes be involved with road beers and, you know, make sure that I enjoy a weekend like everybody else before before Saturday and game
gotta
day.
Got to get it in a little bit.
But Thursday is when you get it in a lot.
Yeah.
And then the Friday morning 7:30 call from Shark. He's like, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I answered the phone, Shark. Okay, yeah. Can you please tell me what Bob's going to sing
we'll
to me?
Give when you, 10 minutes, and then you can swiftly go back to bed.
And right now, he has to do video, so like he has to get up and put a hoodie on and a hat, like he said earlier.
But that's on Wednesday. Now, it's not on Friday.
Then he probably just literally answered the phone in bed, and then when he got off the phone, he just went right back to sleep.
Sometimes, yeah, but not... I don't want to do
with berm.
Say I didn't want to wake Allie, so I would get out of bed to handle that. But it is tougher. And when I fill in on Morning Juice, like not some people are calling in. Like we talked with Dispatch basketball beat reporter Adam Jardy a couple weeks ago, and he just called. I said, "Why can I not do this?"
Yeah.
Like, be a lot of because
you're a regular.
Because Reimer knows every. Every Wednesday, I'll dial in, file up the old video V mixer, and I've got the backwards hat on, and Tito will say, oh, there he is, hat to the back. I'm like, come on, man.
I can't wait to hear him say that tomorrow.
I won't have a hat on.
Right. You're professional.
I'll be fully professionalized.
He'll be a man in his element.
Yes, he will.
Like, I bet you a lot of money.
Hey, here's how I know that football season is here. Because we didn't talk about this last night air, did we?
No.
So our very own Tyler Danberg, who you can hear coming up this Ohio State football season doing sidelines. Great job. He's going into year number two. He's done an unbelievable job. He tweeted out a video of just Schlegs walking around. It's 6 seconds long. And I quote tweeted it. I said, this is a dude who's 100% in his element. This tweet has 970,000 views.
He is in his element.
I know he is.
I watched him yesterday, and we got some photos.
We're starving for football, man.
He was just, well, I can't say just. He was talking into a microphone in full Schlage's voice to the fans while there were like stretching going on behind him. He was the entertainment. And he...
You're ready to melt your face off.
He came over, he said that to me, he went to get a drink of water and he saw me and he came over and I was like, it's great to see you, man. You are home. This is where you should be. It's where you should always be. And he said, that's great, brother. Buckeyes, go Bucks, beat cancer. And then he said, and I was like, what have you been doing with these guys? Oh, I'm melting their faces off in a positive fashion.
So, it's always in a positive fashion.
What? Melting in a positive fashion. Is there negative ways to do that? I guess there is if you're Indiana Jones and what a lost ark. But
I guess so.
But anyway, we got those pictures and you just see him like veins bulging, turning red. Oh, and yeah. I said,
very vascular.
I said, that is the alpha of our species right there.
100% it is. And he is very adamant that he could fight off a shark in shallow waters. And I believe him. Arthur Smith was on Bishop and Friends a little bit earlier. I think it's the first Is it the first time that Arthur Smith has spoken in a public fashion since he got here?
Did one press conference during the spring. He's okay. Scheduled for another, I believe, on Wednesday, but he has been very under the radar.
He has been a little bit elusive. Why was Ohio State a fit for him coming from the NFL?
You know, I've always been one that, not afraid to for a new adventure. And, I wasn't thinking about it, so he reached out to me, asked me if I had any interest. And I had talked to him a few times. We didn't really know each other well. We didn't, they never crossed over any staffs or anything like that. But I had a lot of respect for him. Met him at Pro Days. So he hits me up. He didn't have his number. So I texted Will Howard. I was like, Will, is this, you never know, right? You get spammed, right, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Will goes, yeah, confirmed. That is Coach Day. So I hit him back, and he called me. And I said, I'm not opposed to it. I'm trying to figure it out, things happen so fast in our profession. We are in a playoffs, right? And then Coach Tomlin retires. And so you're like, all right, well, let's see what, you got to go find work. He's like, you want to get on a Zoom? I said, I'd just get in my truck and I'll drive down. So I drove down. We met for several hours. Good conversation. I had a couple other guys that had promised to, talk to. I said, if you can give me a couple days, I understand, whatever your timeline is, definitely interested. And so I talked to people I trusted, and a lot of them were players I've coached. I played for him. Justin Fields I had in 24. Obviously, we had Will. Jack Sawyer was around. Jeff Okuda, I drafted Zach Harrison in Atlanta. So, got some good perspective. And then Mike Vrabel, And so then I talked to Coach Patricia, and he told me how awesome of an experience it was for him. And I said, this would be kind of cool. So just once I told him I'd commit, I'd go, Coach, I promise you I'm all in. So here I am.
Sounds like both guys did their homework.
A lot of homework. And it's been one of the most mind-blowing things to see at Ohio State's practices these last couple of days. Like, they'll get into that stretching flex period early on in both days.
Faces off positively.
In a positive fashion. In the spring, this happened as well. You see kind of Matt Patricia and Arthur Smith spin off to the side, and it's like, that's two former NFL head coaches right there. Just, are they talking about a chess match that they're about to have? What does the other guy need to get accomplished? Who knows the things that they are discussing? But they're matching wits head to head in training camp. Two guys who've battled at the highest possible level of this game, and now preparing to put things in place for a full college season. It's hard to really comprehend, but. The staff that Ohio State has built here is really, you're not going to find another one like it.
You remember how the Pac-12 seemed to disappear overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be the case for another Power 4 conference. Uh-oh. We'll get into that in the Pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. Day two of Ohio State training camp is in the books. It's the second official fall practice for new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. He talked today about the importance of playing through the big fellas up front.
Whether you're in big-time college or in the NFL, if you want to, you know, have the confetti come down on you, you're going to have to win through the bigs. And that's not just the run game, it's, you know, the protection, but it's a style of play.
In baseball tonight, the Reds are in the nation's capital taking on the Nationals. The start of tonight's game has been delayed due to weather. The new start time is at 7:45. As for Cleveland, the Guardians are in Chicago beginning a big AL Central series with the White Sox. Cleveland trails Chicago by three games in the AL Central. First pitch is at 7:40. And the Reds announced today that right-hander Hunter Green will undergo surgery on his right elbow. Green was placed on the 15-day injured list on Wednesday. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
For the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on a Football Friday. What are you doing over there?
What are you talking about?
He's always scheming up something.
Didn't turn my microphone on in time.
I had it on.
Did you?
Yeah.
I turned it on and I didn't hear myself. Had no
Maybe I was just a millisecond late.
I think you were.
He's smirking over there.
What's everybody doing this weekend? I know what you're doing, Reimer. You're playing golf. Austin, what are you doing?
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. I'm going to watch Ohio State practice for the third time in training camp. I believe that the girls are going to tag along.
Oh,
I think they want to get a little peek at the Buckeyes.
Okay,
and a nice weekend activity.
I think young William and I are going to try to go tomorrow.
I think it would be a lovely way to spend Saturday morning. And then I said, you know what? And then we could just go out to lunch. Maybe find a nice place that serves sodas after that and
a fun casual joint.
Enjoy the rest of the Saturday. I know that there's one that is about 1.3 miles down the road.
Not that anybody's counting.
It's a pretty reliable spot as well.
They're all reliable.
Also, shout out to Nicole Cox and Eric Phillips from Roosters for coming to watch a little practice today. So they weren't necessarily Jay-Z and I's guests. Nicole can go into the Woody whenever she wants, but she was out there doing the research, doing the legwork, writing down in her notebook to be ready for the live show on Monday.
That's where you guys got the name of the show, The Notebook. It's from her.
Her notebook, she takes way more notes than I do. I don't know how that's possible, because I am old school.
Can I see your notebook? Do you have it with you?
Oh, I want to see this too.
I bring my backpack in this evening.
Okay.
Because...
Can I see it on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm old school. There are certainly other people, and maybe even most of the people in the press box, they just type their notes in their computer. Maybe they have a notes app on their phone. I'm writing it out by hand, baby.
You know where my notes are at?
On your brain.
In my brain.
Big old brain.
They are locked in my brain.
Yeah, nobody can get them out.
That is right. Nobody. I can't get them out most of the times. When I'm thinking about things and watching games and watching practices, I'm like, boy, that seems like a good idea. And then I forget about them, which is why I should take notes.
But that's tomorrow. What's up on the table for Sunday? Could be anything. I would have loved to have played golf, but...
the earliest that they have over at The View in Lancaster is 9:30, so the 8:10 is not...
What about 7:50?
No, not the earliest.
Oh, the earliest one.
The earliest is 9:30.
I thought you just didn't want to get in front of Reimer and catch any strays.
Well, that would definitely happen. After watching his... Actually, you know what? In the marathon, you were very good at driving.
Hey, thanks.
And I was the one who was bad. But I was saving the team with some putts.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
I was getting us there. You were knocking them in.
Yeah, I was finishing the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, a double, two bogeys, and four birdies. That'll get us to even par.
Exactly what you want to fire in the marathon.
The back nine. It was pretty impressive.
That's called Shape City, folks.
Yeah, and we won that. Reimer, what do you have for us tonight?
So this was put out by Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. Three more amendments have been filed to the Protect College Sports Act, all from Senator Ashley Moody, who I believe is from Florida. One creates an exception in the expansion provision to permit P4 schools to more conferences without the five-year probation period, two of Moody's schools, Miami and FSU. Per the amendment obtained by Yahoo Sports, if a Power League school wants to move to another Power Conference, the school can avoid the five-year probationary period if it withdraws from its league within 180 days of the bill's enactment.
I saw this today, and I'm like, boy, is that big news. And then I realized, I'm like, I don't think that this will fly through Congress, because there's a lot of schools that are in the ACC that have Congress members of those states who will look at it and be like, all right, well, if I'm the congressperson from North Carolina who has the University of
North Carolina,
who has Duke, who has
we don't care about them.
Who has Wake Forest, and who has NC State,
no, we don't care about them either.
Why would I do anything to sign off on this bill now that you're saying that there's going to be no penalty for you leaving the ACC? I do think on the base level, I mean, it is fascinating. Obviously, this is coming from a Florida congressperson, which makes sense, because the two teams we've heard the most, outside of Clemson as well, the most disappointed in the ACC and their grant of rants, the grant of rights, has been Miami and it has been Florida State. So, like, it's a real Uncle Bo situation. Know the scores, understand where it's coming from. I'd have a hard time believing that this is going to garner the support to be able to push this amendment of the bill through.
And what did I tell you last week, Beam? Like, none of this stuff is going to matter. It's not going to go anywhere. Last week, they were all, boy, they backslapping and high-fiving. Ooh, boy, we got these amendments
in our conference's history.
The Big Ten and the SEC have signed off, and Ted Cruz is happy. And I was like, have none of you ever seen a bill before?
First of all, I have not. I am not really aware.
I think
they clearly didn't watch Schoolhouse
Rock.
Let's
get you some Schoolhouse Rock.
When they post the PDFs of them, I'm like, I'm not reading that.
But
either congratulations or I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not reading that. I'm not reading all that.
That's exactly how it works. But then somebody does read it for the first time, maybe.
Yeah, and like, lawyers.
And then they're, or someone in Florida that's like, someone got on the phone at the University of Miami, like, beep, boop, beep, boop. Hello, Congressman.
Yes.
We would like to go to the Big Ten soon, and this says we'd have to wait 5 years. Take that out.
Okay.
And then they hang up. That's the end of the conversation.
Click.
And then that happens in every other state.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, well, you know, that's not going to work for me. We're going to have to mark this up again. That's the big time Politico talk. Let's mark it up. We're going to go mark this bill up. Can't just say we need amendments. We need a rewrite. We need some whiteout.
Amendments sound great.
Mark it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been marking it up for months. And guess what? Just last week, we're so close. We're going to vote on this. We're not going to take recess. We're not going to go on vacation.
Also, I think that's coming pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's not going to get voted on. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. That's not a bold prediction. That's a spoiler.
All right. That's not a bold P.
It's a statement. It's not going to happen.
So quit asking.
All right. I'm so tired of this thing.
If you had to guess when this thing, if this,
never.
All right. Never mind. I'm not even going to ask the question anymore.
Okay, sorry. Ryder, don't finish it.
He said to stop asking.
No, stop asking.
Is it going to pass?
So quit asking.
Is it going to get voted on?
Yeah. When's it going to get voted on?
I don't think it ever is.
Will it ever be passed?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Not like this.
It's all the marking up.
Mark it up.
Mark it up.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Hello.
Hello. This is your congressperson speaking.
I'm the athletic director at Miami.
All right. Please stop suing small gas stations, Buc-ee's. Please stop doing that.
Fine.
I was acting as Governor Mike DeWine right there.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Hey, it's me, Cody Campbell. Hey, it's Coach O. I think you dialed up the wrong number. I don't want this bill. All right.
I'm back down to the bye with it. Lane Kiffin, I don't really care what you have to say.
Reimer, what else do you have for us tonight?
So, there are four coaches.
That's stupid.
It's the pulse. I don't know.
It's a Friday. Football Friday.
We don't script this segment. This is all Reimer.
That was great. That was fantastic right there. There are four coaches that have a record all-time record against AP top 25 opponents above 500.
I gave you this quiz earlier.
I know. You have seen it.
Austin.
Can you name the four?
Can you name the four coaches in the Big Ten? But this is also their entire coaching history.
So against top 25
there were
opponents.
A lot of numbers that you said, and this isn't a math show. Tell me, give it to me like I'm five.
Top 25 wins.
Okay.
Record against top 25 teams. There are four of them who have a 500 or better record against top 25 teams in their coaching career.
I believe that one of them is Ryan Day.
You are correct. Ryan Day is second on the list with a 710 winning percentage.
Was there a minimum number of games?
No. This is just
all-time.
Kurt Cignetti is number one. He is 6-2, 750 winning percentage against top 25 teams.
Top 25. I think my man Brett lost too many games in the SEC against top 25 opponents to still be above 500.
You are correct. Brett is ninth.
Number three, winning all-time, Kirk Ferentz.
Kirk Ferentz is number eight. Kirk Ferentz is 31-60.
Oh my God!
With a 344 winning percentage. Yeah, with a 344 winning percentage in top 25 games.
Kyle Whittingham.
Oh no!
Has a worse record, I think.
That's
than
two strikes, Austin. It's all coming undone.
Kyle Whittingham is 25-39 at 390.
That's pretty bad. I mean,
Jed Fish is fifth at 8-12.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning
is third, 652, 15-8 against top 25 teams.
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, you got it. Lincoln Riley, Dan Lanning, Ryan Day, and Kurt Cignetti are the only four coaches in the Big Ten.
Oh, that'd be a fun golf scramble.
Oh, who do you think is pairing up on the two-man scramble?
You know what?
There?
I don't think Ryan Day is going to play with those guys.
You don't think?
He might play with Cignetti.
I think they would play together.
I don't think he'd play with Dan Lanning or Lincoln Riley.
You think they just didn't invite Ryan Day to the tee time like Reimer did to us this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I think Dan Lanning's got a little bit of Jacob Reimer in him. I'm
mad at that. I don't care for that.
I like Dan Lanning. I think he's a good coach.
I don't care that he's a good coach.
He's not a big fan of Dan Lanning.
He just doesn't know.
He just doesn't want any comparisons made.
Here was the crazy part, too, because Reimer and I were going over this earlier. Ryan Day has 12 losses in his career at Ohio State. 11 of them are against top 25 opponents.
And that led to a fun exercise of naming them.
Can you name all of the losses?
And then we named Urban's.
But that's...
Yeah, we've named all the losses in the last 15 years.
They can be done on our fingers. Yeah.
You know, but that's also what makes the loss 2 years ago in the game so confounding, because it had never happened.
It's the only one. It's the only non-top 25 loss in Ryan Day's tenure.
It's the outlier. It's the aberration. It made no sense, and that was why... That is the hallmark of Ryan Day's coaching career. And if that's still the exception, like, you know, so be it. It happened, but... He doesn't lose the games that he is supposed to win, with that one exception. And he did come back and erase it with a national championship. But that was, it's sort of the inverse of the end of the Urban Meyer era, or in some ways, all of the Urban Meyer era, where he was so locked in on the rivalry. And then you'd have just complete nonsensical breakdowns like Iowa or Purdue or the Michigan State loss in 2015. Like things that made no sense. Even
that's 33% of his losses. Even the Ohio State he's just named.
Even the 2013 loss in the Big Ten championship game is like, how did this happen? It makes no sense.
We literally for the longest time were stuck on eight losses because we named the ones that you named. We named
at Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game. Like I hated that.
Named
game
that
so
one.
Much.
We named Clemson.
Then Virginia Tech. Right
we named
after
Virginia
that.
Tech. The one loss that we. Couldn't figure out.
The bonkers loss at Penn State?
No, we got that one.
I pulled that one.
Pretty easily.
Okay. It was saved James Franklin for another 5 years.
It was the Clemson Orange Bowl.
Taj Boyd and Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's because we all agreed afterwards to go walk in front of the Men in Black mind eraser and be like, you know what, you didn't see this game.
No, yeah, also we did that with Missouri for Ryan Day.
We also had trouble naming the Missouri loss. We're like, Ryan Day's only at 11 losses. Where's our last one? Yeah. And it was Missouri.
Well, that was an exhibition.
Yeah. Both those were, you know, really. And Ryan Day should be 83-12?
I think so. Although, I know Ohio State lost to Clemson in that Orange Bowl. That was a classic game. That game was crazy.
Well, the
It's where Braxton, the shoulder injury started.
Yeah. Also, the 29 Fiesta Bowl has an asterisk on it, so it didn't even happen.
29? That's not even a year.
2019. He was using shorthand. If you ever got a look at his notebook, you would know
I'm
that.
Sorry, I'll speak more clearly and accurately, Reimer.
Thanks.
My sincere apologies. The year was 2019. The location was Glendale, Arizona.
Austin spent a lot of time at the Camelback.
Uh-huh.
Your question of the
day. That's why we called it 2009.
Your question of the day takes us back to the practice field for the Buckeyes. We will do that. Coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show.
They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, do expect some lingering moisture overnight into Saturday morning. Otherwise, low temps around 70 here in central Ohio on Saturday. Of course, moisture early, then drier as the day wears on. High temps in the mid to upper 80s. On Sunday, we dry it all out. Lots of sunshine and high temps mid to upper 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
I want to let you know that we're here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Austin Ward hanging out with me here this evening. Before we get to your question of the day, Austin, we do have a question from the YouTube chat.
Okay. Well, I did ask Berm if there was a stream for the commitment on Saturday.
Yeah, for Chris Vargas.
And I forgot to give you the answer an hour ago. Okay. The answer was none that Berm is aware of.
All right, so if there's none that Berm is aware of, then I would just assume that that would be no.
Yeah, I don't think there will
be. This is not going to be streamed.
Yeah, That's my understanding.
What's his confidence level?
Confidence level's high.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
That's all I can say.
Let's get to the second part of the question, which is not the question of the day. Don't be mistaken for that.
Something different.
Arthur Smith going to be in the booth or on the sideline?
I don't know the answer to that. The standard response has been we're working through that from the coaching staff. It's going to be personal preference. And some of these guys, especially Matt Patricia a year ago, it's like I would have assumed that he would want to be in the press box, the sterile environment, a chance to get on the iPad. But, you know, he loves the feel of the game, being able to address corrections
behind
down there.
The ear, just roaming the sidelines.
Getting after it. So I don't know the answer to that after 2 days. I can tell you that Arthur Smith, during these, you know, team periods in the Woody so far, he's been very active with the headset. He threw on like a, you know, colored penny jersey over the top of his Ohio State gear today. I don't know what if that was to signify anything or to help identify for Julian Sain or the quarterbacks. Haven't had a chance to ask Arthur Smith about that. And typically Ryan Day has left that all the way up until after the scrimmages, what the coaches prefer, who needs to be where. It helps that you've got other support staff and other assistant coaches who have experience doing both. So it does come down to personal preference. It didn't seem like Brian Hartline really, you know, ever wanted to leave the sideline, for example. Yeah. But Keenan Bailey's been downstairs. He's been upstairs. Billy Fessler can go to either spot. So that's not, you know, not meant to skirt the question. I just don't think that the answer has actually been determined yet for Ohio State. And every time we ask Ryan Day about that during training camp with new coaches, he sort of lets the month play out before they nail down exactly what they want to do.
We always ask.
We do always ask.
We're always asking.
This is Ohio State, man. There's nothing about what this team does that we don't follow and track and see, well, who's more successful upstairs? Who's going to be better down? Who needs to be, you know, talking to this position group or that one? You know, I wonder, I guess I would speculate that he would be upstairs. I think that would probably make the most sense, especially if, you know, Ryan Day can be some of the eyes on the sideline in some respects to provide that feedback.
Yeah, I would assume, I mean, if he's going to be on the comms, if he's the one calling plays, and I don't know how that's going to work, I would assume that Arthur Smith is going to be the one talking to Julian Sain in the headset to the helmet.
That is the case. I know that.
I would imagine that you would want to be upstairs for that.
I think, you know, if you ask...
Pure speculation.
Yeah, it's all speculation at this point. You know, what we're trying to hammer home, but I would expect that he would be upstairs.
Okay.
We'll see. Next time we'll be able to ask that will be, I think, Wednesday of next week with Arthur Smith. Ryan Day, I think, is his next press conference, maybe a week from tomorrow. But I would think that at that point, they would still say it's too early to know for sure.
Austin, your question of the day, which I ask you every single time that you're on with us now.
Yeah.
What else you got for us? So what other observations did you get from Buckeye Camp the last few days?
Yeah, lucky for you. I mean, I don't need the notebook to dive into all that stuff. You know, I've already talked about Devin McEwen and how sensational his touchdown catch was. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy that was in coverage on that was Dominic Kelly. I still would say the first 2 days have been really positive for him at cornerback. Day one turned a little bit of heads where you saw Dom Kelly working opposite Devin Sanchez as the top corners, and Jermaine Matthews wasn't working at nickel. He wasn't out there at all with the ones, and that was like a little bit eye opening. Why is that? He's a multi-year starter. He is a veteran. He is one of the heart and soul trash talking leaders for Ohio State.
Hard hat and lunch pail.
Maybe not the hard hat and lunch pail with Jermaine, but he is a worker for sure, and he did have those opportunities to get back out there as a top corner today. I think you can still see him operate in the nickel at times. That part was a reminder to me of how much depth has been assembled in the secondary and the willingness, I think, to rotate back to whether that's three corners, whether that's four safeties, whether that's multiple guys in the nickel, whether that's the dime looks. Ohio State and Matt Patricia and Matt Guerrieri, Tim Walton are looking at this group and that they can play. It's not trying to figure out who can go out there and do it. It's what's the best configuration and what different looks can you provide. So Dominic Kelly is right there in that mix with Jermaine Matthews and Devin Sanchez. Devin Sanchez is this team's best corner. I think that's already established at this early.
Listening to him yesterday, he'll tell you that.
He will tell you. He is as confident as any player you're ever going to find. And there's, I think, a lot of good reasons for that. Yeah, now I can't remember another time where, you know, someone like Jeff Okuda or Denzel Ward or Gerrion Conley or Marshawn Lattimore would rattle off the wide receivers that they were going to face. Mm-hmm. That's like an NFL type thing, you know, put them in the locker board, check locker.
He's got that schedule memorized.
Yeah. Put the board up and put them down on the list. And he's like, oh, we got Cam, Cam here in a month. You've got DeCorian Moore in 2 months. He was just going through that whole list.
We got everyone.
Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. But beyond that, with the safeties, you know, Earl Little and Jalen McClain, you can pencil that in for almost every rep at safety. But Leroy Roker and Terry Moore rotating in there. Jay Timmons really coming on strong. You know, there's 8 guys really who could all play, not necessarily interchangeably, but in different forms and fashion, depending on what Matt Patricia wants to get done on any given play. And so that part on defense, you'll see different players involved. And it doesn't mean that the depth chart is shifting the way that it might when we talk about the offensive line.
It's about what they want to do on that specific package or specific play, drive, whatever it is.
And even through 2 days, you're seeing the depth of that, not the personnel and the scheme play out for Ohio State. And you almost have to switch off your brain. If you're looking at the defense, you shouldn't be trying to figure out, is this the ones? Is this the twos? There's a lot of mixing and matching, including when it comes to the defensive line. The rotation has always existed for Larry Johnson, but there's now this other element where Christian Allegro can pop up as a pass rusher and Bo Atkinson, who has been with the quote unquote ones in that, you know, specific scenario, goes to the sideline. Same with Kenyatta Jackson and Quay Rousseau. The interchangeable nature at defensive tackle between Edric Houston, Will Smith Jr. and James Smith and John Walker. You have to stop thinking, or I have to, not you, not anybody else, but for me, it's like you're not making out the depth chart and it's not changing every day. It seems like Matt Patricia, and this is probably true for every defensive coordinator to some respects, but with Jim Knowles, it felt pretty clearly defined who was going to be in what role, when they were going to be there, mm-hmm. how they were going to be there. And you could watch a practice and pretty much expect what you were going to see on Saturday and get that maybe almost to a T. I don't think you can do that with Matt Patricia, which for the media, fooling us means nothing, but you're trying to fool the other offensive coordinators. You're trying to fool Steve Sarkisian in a month's time. And I think that's what they're already building up, that arsenal. Offensively though, you know, offensive line, you don't want to rotate. And Ohio State, even if they can play 7 or 8 players, you know, if Austin Saraval is at left tackle, it's not for fun. Like that is a fact-finding mission. It's not.
It's just a little bit of fun.
Yeah, well, it's not 1st and 10, Austin Saraval is going to play left tackle, and 2nd and 6, he's going to play right guard. Like that's you're not going to move those pieces around. They're going to be stable. They're going to be consistent. That's what they want. They need that offensive line to develop that cohesion. So that rotation is not going to continue, and you make note of it when it happens. And the same is also true at running back, but to a lesser extent, you can rotate between Isaiah West, Bo Jackson, and Jacoby Jackson, and they almost certainly will. So, but when I say that the wide receivers were the same and Julian Sain was obviously the same, you take note of the other parts where Ohio State is still weighing out their options and we'll be counting down the days until they decide. Now, they won't put out a depth chart when they're done. That's not going to be for public consumption, but it's fascinating to watch that juxtaposition between the offense and defense and who can rotate and how much and why.
We had some Buckeyes on our airwaves a little bit earlier today. You're going to hear from some of them coming up in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
For over 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy, A-Ward Sports. Hopefully everybody is having a fantastic start to their weekend. James, joining the YouTube chat. Always appreciate you. What's up, AW? My guy.
Hey, he's my guy.
That's right.
I appreciate everyone. I will say this is sincere. This is not, there's no press box snob, no jokes. The amount of people the last 2 days that have come up to me and Berm and said, we watch every show. We appreciate what you guys do. The podcast is great. Or they'd make jokes or come up and say, in a world. And it's like, it's really.
Punch you in the throat.
No one threatened to punch me in the throat, which is great. It's nice to have a reprieve from that.
Mm-hmm.
I think once seriously is enough. A million times joking, we can take all that. But there's people that have wanted to take pictures with us, which I think is crazy. Autographed footballs next to, like, Berm has a rule now. If Jeremiah Smith has signed a ball, he will not sign it. So just keep that in mind if you're out there tomorrow.
He doesn't want to increase the value of that ball?
He's worried about tarnishing.
Oh man, a signature with just Berm. That's
how.
Sick.
I mean,
I haven't seen if his signature actually is just four letters.
It's got to be. It's his Twitter handle.
How much would you pay for a Berm / Jeremiah Smith signed ball combo?
That's pretty elite.
I mean, that's as good as it gets.
That's
right there.
That's pretty sick, right there.
What about a one of one Topps card?
Oh,
jersey patch for Jeremiah.
With Berm Sig?
New.
With a picture of Berm.
New shirt that Berm acquires four a week for the last 10 weeks. Both signatures. Like, that seems pretty elite.
Dual signature.
Dual jersey.
RPA. Berm and Jeremiah Smith. That thing would break records.
PSA 10.
But Reimer brings up a good point about the signature. We need to get to the bottom of that because.
Have you never seen his signature?
No. This morning, also.
And there's so many restaurants and bars. You've never seen him.
Do you think he picks up the check?
That's a great point.
I've never seen it. So we're there, and that also reminded me of some of the fans. What I meant to say at the start was thank you to everyone who has done that. It's awesome. It's humbling. It's gratifying. We're just guys who talk about Ohio State football, but we are really glad that everyone's been enjoying our coverage and following along with us. And we're really glad to do that at 97.1 The Fan and with 10 TV as well. But so a couple was standing, they were standing next to us in the Woody, and we don't think of ourselves as like people that everyone knows, but they're like, oh, Austin and Berm, we watch you every day. And I'm like, oh, hey, it's nice to meet you. I'm Austin. And Berm puts out his hand to introduce himself to the woman. He goes, I'm Jeremy. I said, huh?
What?
I think the only person that calls him Jeremy is when I introduce him as Jeremy Birmingham.
Birmingham.
A.K.A. Berm.
But I said, he doesn't, he's not Jeremy.
That's like when Murph called me Brandon the other night. I'm like, that's strange.
Who's he? Brandon's my father.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
I was just like, don't let him do that. You said you watched the show. You know his name is not Jeremy. He's Berm. The show's called Austin and Berm. And I'm Austin.
Has he ever thought about getting his name legally changed to just Berm?
There's some sort of family bickering where he's so low in the birth order that all the other older brothers are pissed off that he has somehow claimed the Berm nickname. It's like, so I don't know that they would have, I think they would probably contest it in some ways.
I mean, he's got the Twitter handle.
Cease and desist. Like, you have Twitter, but you don't get to make that your legal name.
Yeah.
So I think they would probably prevent
that. Just be Berm 123456.
Why would he be? He owns it.
It's true.
I don't know how he even acquired it. There's a long story about that. What he paid for it.
Oh, he paid.
I don't think he paid for it, but
I have an answer from Berm.
What did he say?
On if he signs things with just Berm. He said, anyone who is sick enough to want an autograph for me probably deserves the full name.
Wow. So he goes Jeremy Birmingham.
Yeah.
I hate that. He should just go Berm.
I do too.
Yeah.
Maybe he should add like a transcription at the top where he writes out whatever his full autograph is that he would put on a check if he ever picked one up. And then underneath, one. In quotes, spell it out, Berm.
B-I-R-M.
He's like, so people know.
I mean,
because that's like if Jeremiah Smith puts number 4 next to his signature, which he does, then Berm writes, J-B.
I heard that Quay Russo had quite the entrance yesterday to camp.
That's, welcome to the big time, pal.
Yeah, welcome to the big time. You were playing at Alabama, but it's a much different feeling here.
Also, that used to be being confused for Jeremiah Smith used to be the territory that Arvell Reese lived in when he wasn't wearing his practice jersey. And you walk around, like they'd get to on the road and get off the bus. And the cameras, for example, not just fans, not just, you know, people who don't see the Buckeyes very often. They had some similarities and both are 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to happen to Arvell a lot. So we would always joke with him on the notebook. We're going to talk to Arvell and say, excuse me, are you Jeremiah Smith? Can we talk to you real quick? And he really loved that.
I bet he did.
We didn't actually do that on the notebook. Berm did off camera.
Just like Sonny Styles and introducing Carnell Tate in the green room of the draft. Caleb Downs, you're a game changer. Arvell Reese, you're a monster. Carnell Tate, you're Jeremiah Smith's teammate.
Turns out these guys have really good personalities. Who knew?
Yeah, how about James Smith? He's got quite the personality.
He sure
was
does.
On Bishop and Friends a little bit earlier today. What was his knowledge of Ohio State before he came here? Go listen to this entire interview, by the way, because it is terrific anytime he talks. But here was James Smith on his knowledge before Ohio State, before coming to Columbus.
I definitely knew of them. So it was like, I'm on the phone with Coach Jay. He not believing that people was coming from the South to play up here, like, which it was unthought of back then for somebody to really come down there and play up here because you got Bama, SEC schools.
Yep.
But in my mind, I'm like, I really come up here, like, because my family right there and my dad just selling the whole gym, you being closer with your family up here and stuff like that. No hit back. So it's like a full circle almost, like, now I'm here, now this, and now he just all made his dream for real.
His dad is a big Ohio State fan. Here's him talking about his dad going to his Alabama games.
Buckeyes, through and through. Buckeyes hat at the Bama game. Buckeyes hat at the Bama game. He had a Buckeyes hat at the Bama game.
How'd that go over?
Anybody really going to say nothing? Because, like,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm out there, so it's like, okay, that is James' dad, but he's tripping right now.
Yeah, his dad, man, confident.
James Smith is the best. After that interview, I walked up, because I hadn't had a chance to talk to him during camp yet, and since the photo came out. And I said, I see you right here, right now, and it's pretty terrifying what you've become in the last 8 months. But that photo still looked like AI. Like Claude made that.
Like Reimer shirt.
Like, yeah. Well, more accurate to life. But and he's like, no, you can just go find that man over there, that short guy with the big shoes, which is apparently, I said, are you talking about Schlegs? He said, no, the short guy with the big shoes, that's Mickey Marotti. That's Coach Mick. I said, okay, I've never thought of him that way. He's a big guy properly sized shoes to
rather,
me.
Rather large human being.
Who can break normal humans in half. He said, it's like, you didn't look like this after winter workouts. He said, no, I did not. But I do now.
Yes, I do. And I'm also very excited to play for the Buckeyes. What does he want to know about people, or what does he want to tell people about his defense and what to expect from him this year?
I want you guys to understand that we're trying to come out here and really fly around, be close as really as one, so we can understand each other and just fly around. Because, like, we came to get people. We're going to persevere through what just happened and get back to it. Because, like, what I'm saying is, like, I want y'all to understand we're trying to fire around, be violent, like, just be all together, very electric defense. Like, we're trying to, like, come together. It's like a lot of new faces. A lot of people don't understand each other. So it's like, just coming together, be one team, and be most violent. And, like, be unselfish, like very unselfish. You know, like a lot of people will have like goals and stuff right now.
Yep.
But it's all essentially all like putting it all aside just for the Buckeyes.
Sounds like a very nice guy. But then when he says be violent, I'm sure that there's a flip that gets switched in him. And he's, as you have mentioned to me before and on this show, Austin, that switch gets flipped pretty intently and he becomes an entirely different human being.
When he crosses the scarlet line for practice, he does become a different person. And you brought up threats of being punched in the throat for me. Teammates that don't do drills right can be also threatened with punching. And we've seen that from day one with James Smith. And I'll say this. The guy who showed up in winter workouts, I think we saw the seriousness in practice. And there, the reputation in workouts was that as well. Like he didn't have an outgoing, engaging personality. And he said then famously to the general Bobby Carpenter, I'll smile when we're winning. Mm-hmm. But I think that that might have been like, I need to prove to these people how committed I am to winning.
Prove my worth.
And I'm not going to make jokes. I'm not going to be lighthearted. But that's not his personality. He's more like Edrick Houston in terms of engaging, jokes, smiling, all those things than we would have thought 7 months ago. And that's part of what they build in there. You have to fit into what Ohio State does. And there's a key component of this that is Ryan Day and Urban Meyer, Mickey Marotti philosophy that you cannot be on edge 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You need to be able to alternate between that. And I think James Smith, based on what we've seen so far, which is not a game yet, all practices, camp, workouts, I think he has a great balance of that.
Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Inside the body, cancer divides, but inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Final segment for us here on this Football Friday. Gonna feel great to say that.
Oh, God. It's back, baby.
And it's not going anywhere for a long time. Coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get you down to Washington, D.C. Reds at the Nats. Are we still in a weather delay, Reimer?
No, if you heard my update, they were starting at 7:45, so they're underway now.
I didn't listen to a second of your update.
Your update was 49 minutes ago. He was asking for the latest on the Reds and Nationals.
I actually didn't even have the time in my script. I got a notification on my watch from the Nationals that said, oh, game time is supposed to start approximately 7:45.
Nationals have your number?
It's a Twitter notification. It was retweeted by the Reds. So then I just remembered that as I'm doing the update.
I was going to ask you, like, why do you have notifications enabled from the Washington Nationals?
Because he was there a couple months ago.
I know he was, and it looked awesome. How many yards of beer did you drink there?
Quite a few.
Enough for first down.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about the yards
of beer.
Move
the chains, folks.
Yeah, like, come on. First down, Reimer. So Reds and Nats, top of the first inning. So we will get you to the entirety of that baseball game.
Wow. What a bonus.
Yeah, it's something.
I know you two will be locked in.
Oh, Reimer will be.
I know Berm already is.
I guarantee he is. I can't believe that he texted you back.
Yeah.
Because
Berm and I are tight, man.
I know that you are, but I'm saying usually when the Reds are on, he's watching the screen.
Well,
he's
texted him before the game started.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Loophole in the system.
Yeah. We got it figured out, though.
What are you looking forward to practice tomorrow?
I think this answer will sound familiar to you. I'm going to be looking at the offensive line alignment. There's a scenario that could play out where Austin Cervell gets three straight days of three different positions. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, they haven't tried that right tackle with him yet. He can do any of that. Now, he looked very comfortable at left tackle. He sounded very comfortable after practice about being out there.
He is good at that position.
He's good at it. He was there all year. And I think he told me at one point that last season, staying at left tackle, that's the only time that he's got to stay and live in one position for an entire season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there is a part of this where, of course, Austin Cervell is willing to move around and willing to play right guard, willing to play right tackle, willing to do whatever. He is a captain for a reason, has been a captain for a reason. I assume is going to be another season of captaincy coming his way very, very shortly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the part for me in my mind when Tyler Bowen and Ryan Day are weighing this out. You've got a guy who's got a body of work at left tackle that's really good. To want to move him out of that is going to take, I think, something special. Now, Ian Moore has the potential to provide that. But if it were me, and this is not a seniority thing, this is not a based purely on experience thing or anything like that. It's just if you want that consistency in your offensive line, and you know that that guy has played that position and helped lead you to a 12-0
position
regular season, it doesn't feel like a gamble to leave him out there. And that's the part. Is there an element of risk that comes into that if you decide to take him and move him to either the other side of the line or back into guard? You'd better be pretty darn sure that Ian Moore is absolutely ready to rock, because that's what it's going to come down to. I don't think there's a world where you would look at Ian Moore. Well, maybe there will be. I guess I shouldn't go too far out on that limb. It's hard for me to imagine Ian Moore and Philip Daniels playing at tackle and then Austin Cervell going inside, and then what that means for Josh Padilla or Gabe Van Sickle. That's the spot I'm in right now. Now, maybe next week I'll feel differently. Maybe tomorrow when we leave Beamer, I'll feel differently. But, you know, as I'm sitting and watching it from the outside without the benefit of anywhere remotely near the level of football intelligence of those guys, it's like that just feels like it would be difficult to pull that trigger.
Absolutely, right? So all kinds of good stuff coming up. Practice day number 3 tomorrow over at Ohio State. Training camp over at the Woody. I believe tickets are still available on OhioStateBuckeyes.com. $48 gets you in the door. Excited to see you out there tomorrow. I think I'm going to take Willie over, so I won't be watching practice. You know, we'll be hitting the blocking sleds on the opposite field, on the west fields.
Trying to earn that scholarship offer.
That's right. The class of 2041 or 2042.
Never too early.
Yep. Never too early for sure. Also, can you guess we were going over coaches in the Big Ten, their records against top 25 teams?
Okay.
Can you guess the worst record against top 25 teams for Big Ten head coaches, active Big Ten head coaches?
I would say that's Mike Locksley.
Mike Loxley is 15th. He is 2-30 with a point.
Someone
zero,
is worse than 2-30.
.062 winning percentage against top 25 programs.
Wait, did he have an all-time quote the other day?
I was really sad I wasn't in here for that day because that felt like a ready-made Austin Ward pulse segment. Really missed out on that.
Yeah,
one.
Sure did.
8-4 last year felt a lot different than the 8-4 this year.
Excuse me. 4-8.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, let's not
crazy.
Let's not get wow. that confused.
Whoa.
8-4 is a
Friday,
massive
man.
Victory.
It's Friday.
Me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We all make mistakes, including when I said 2029 or whatever year the Fiesta Bowl wasn't played.
Hey, we all know where the Pinstripe Bowl's played at.
Yeah, Fenway, baby.
Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Or they also give out free cruises.
That's true. That's a fact.
Do Jack. You know how many people texted me that tweet of Mike Loxley?
Enough.
It was well into the double figures.
Yeah, I bet.
I know. I got it, guys. You don't have to keep sending it to me. I'm aware.
Would it shock you that Matt Rhule has the same amount of top 25 wins as Mike Loxley? No.
Not 2 really.
And 25.
So, all right. So
Matt Rhule is a higher percentage.
He's in 14th.
It shocks me just because like of who he is and what like the expectations were. But like
25 wins,
knowing what their records were like
in his career.
So there are three worse.
Three worse.
That's even at Baylor.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And James Franklin is not a Big Ten coach anymore.
That is correct. James Franklin would probably be like top 7.
It must be your guy, Pat Fitzgerald, must be in the bottom 3.
Pat Fitzgerald is number 11. He is 15-40 all time at a .272.
Damn, why don't
percentage.
I have the buzzer up?
We don't need it again. I heard it enough.
PJ Fleck below Pat Fitzgerald at a .266 at 8-22.
Yeah, well, that checks out. Let's see.
One new coach.
Oh, well, that's not fair. That doesn't count.
Bob Chesney is 0-1.
Yeah. That feels like cheating.
David Braun is 0-9. So those guys, I guess, are tied for DFL. Barry Odom, 1-17.
It's not great, Bob.
It's not great, Bob. Bob Chesney's getting that top 25 win this year.
Ooh.
Over
Lincoln Riley?
Over somebody. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be over somebody.
Someone who's ranked.
Obviously. It's the whole key to the
whole
system.
Premise.
Austin, I had a great time with you here this evening. I'll see you out at camp tomorrow, and then I will talk to you again on Monday, all right?
I can't wait.
Everyone have a great weekend. Reds baseball up next.